98.1 KZE on the line with me today, Nini Rushy from The Big Takeover. They're going to be at the Town Crier in Beacon this Saturday night, the 28th. Nini, how are you?
I'm good. MK, how are you?
I'm good. How's your holiday season going?
You know, it's really, really stressful. There's like a lot going on, but I'm okay.
Yeah.
I feel happy.
Yeah. You have at least one kid now, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have one 3-year-old.
3-year-old, yeah. How does that kind of change touring life for you and band life?
Yeah, it's changed what we do a little bit. I don't really go as far away and, like, do as many gigs as we used to do. But there's a positive as well because she's really, really interested in what we're doing. So it's, like, fun to, like, see her like what we do.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure she must have so much fun at the shows.
Mm-hmm, yeah. And now she, like, comes up and sings a little. She has, like, little cameos.
Oh, my gosh.
So that's fun to look forward to. Yeah.
That's so cute. What are you guys doing for Christmas? Are you going to hang around before you get back on the road?
Yeah. We are going to see family and stuff. And just do, like, regular Christmas things.
Yeah, regular person Christmas before you get back to Rockstar Life.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we obviously love The Big Takeover here at KZE. I've seen you guys many, many times, and it's always a really fun show. How do you kind of keep it fun for yourselves?
You know, it just because we love what we do so much. So, like, there's just, like, a passion and that goes with it, and joy always when we're doing what we're doing, regardless of where it is that we're playing or really how many gigs it is that we're playing. It just feels so good to go on the stage and bring joy to people and also to receive the joy that they're giving on to us.
Yeah. I mean, that comes through. It's, like, it's such a celebratory show.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm so happy that KZ always supports us. Like, that's really wonderful.
Yeah, well, we love it. And, it's great to have you guys in the Hudson Valley and playing at Town Crier this weekend. Has it been a while since you played in Beacon?
You know, I believe we played this gig sometime a year ago. I believe that, actually, this is our third time doing a gig either after Christmas or, like, right before New Year at the Town Crier. So it's kind of turned into, like, a little tradition.
This
is, like, the third one.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. Yeah, the Town Crier is such an interesting room. I mean, it's, you know, obviously there's a lot of, like, dinner table style seating. So do you find that people still end up getting up and dancing?
So there's, like, this little, so people go over to the side. There's, like, a little dancing section that happens over there. So there'll be, like, the people that want to sit at a table, like, in kind of, like, the middle area. Then on the side, then there are the dancers over there.
Yeah, because it's irresistible to, you can't see a Big Takeover show and not want to boogie a little bit.
Yeah, well, I sure do enjoy watching people dance to the show. You know, I mean, to each their own. Some people want to listen, but, you know, my view is better if you're shaking it.
Yeah. No judgment at all. Absolutely. And and I could see, you know, the joy and, like, just having a nice, comfortable seat. And it's such a small, intimate room that, like, there's not a bad seat in the house. So I could definitely see.
Yeah, it's a really good room. Yeah. And I like that it's not really far away from where I live, and when we play local shows like this, we get to see familiar faces, like a nice mix of, like, familiar faces and, like, maybe somebody that's never been to a show before. So it's just a good feeling to have shows like that.
Yeah, and I mean, I think it's been long enough now that you probably have people who've been fans of the band for a long time now bringing their kids to the shows and watching them dance.
Yeah, it's so fun. It's so fun to watch and to, like, know that, you know, in my head I think, oh, this person's been coming to shows since, you know, like, 10 years ago. So we in the fall of 2025, I believe we're going to have been a band for 17 years.
Wow.
So, like, there's people that has been coming to our shows for 17 years.
Yeah.
But then, like, there's also people that came, like, 10 years ago or 5 years ago.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's always somebody that's never seen us before in the audience.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's cool.
Did you think, you know, when you started the band 17 years ago, did you expect it to become such an institution in the area?
No way. We were just, like, having fun, like, writing music together and, like, playing it out. And, like, it was fun to, like, travel around and, like, meet people and meet, like, other musicians and stuff like that. But I never thought that we would still be a band 17 years later, and B, like, still, like, have the same amount of passion, and there's, like, you know, we've, like, formed, like, a community of, you know, listeners and well-wishers and supporters in the region. No, I never thought of that, but...
Yeah, and I mean, it's been, I'm sure, a crazy ride over the years. You've gotten to do some really cool things, play on some huge stages. I think you've played on a bunch of NPR shows.
Yeah, it's been really nice. Hopefully more to come in the future.
Yeah, I was going to ask, is there I guess 17 is kind of a weird number, but there's not a big 17-year celebration being planned, is there?
I don't know. I don't think, not in the works right now, but that's a great idea. Maybe we could come up with something.
I mean, I like the number 17, so I say go for it.
Yeah, it's a fine number.
Nini Rushi from The Big Takeover on the line with me today. You can see them on Saturday at the Town Crier in Beacon. And I love this week between Christmas and New Year's for going to see shows, because it doesn't feel like real life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it feels
like that in between time.
Yeah.
And this is, like, the last show of the year. So, like, that's if we wanted to, like, put, like, a significance to it, I guess we could say that this is the last show that we're playing, and then in the next year you get, like, a fresh beginning, a new start. So that's fun to think about.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you so much for taking the time with me.
Yeah, thank you for talking to me.
And we'll see you this Saturday at the Town Crier.
Yes, and hopefully I get to see some wonderful new faces or familiar ones.